Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. This is day two of our telethon. What a success yesterday. And I have one of the directors of Colorado Right to Life in the studio with me, Jason Troyer. Hi, Jason. How are you?
Hi, Bob. It's always a pleasure to be here. Now, the question I want to start with is why do you pick February to have your telethon? That's the shortest month of the year.
That's why, because I hate doing this, and hopefully we'll get it done in 28 days.
All right.
And I hate when we got to go 29 days.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, every 4 years. Okay, so this is to keep Bob and Your Live on the radio for another year. We have some letters from the BEL mailbag that Jason Troyer will read for us. But first, just a short story. I know there's a lot of sadness in Florida, at least 19 people killed by the tornadoes there overnight and today. But a short uplifting story, even though it has to do with a crime.
Mm-hmm.
It's a couple terrible crimes. But some punk kid, a 16-year-old, police caught up with and arrested a 16-year-old boy after his loose-fitting pants slipped down around his legs and forced him to his knees, police said on Wednesday. Officers spotted the boy Monday afternoon and gave chase. The 16-year-old was wanted in the beating and robbery of a 35-year-old Covington man out of Louisiana and the carjacking and beating with a brick of another man. So he was charged and booked with counts of armed robbery, aggravated battery, and carjacking. Also, they booked him as a child in need of supervision. I think that'll bother him more than the other crimes.
Yeah, absolutely.
A child in need of supervision. And the fact that his loose-fitting pants slipped down and tripped him up so the police could catch him, that's the best. That's the best news story of the year so far.
Well, I watch episodes of Cops every once in a while,
yeah,
and you'll see that, where someone will be running away from the cops, and they'll have to hold on to their pants with one hand as they're trying to run and throw their drugs away with the other hand. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Have you seen the internet video about the guy who gets stopped for a sobriety test?
Yeah, field sobriety test.
Yeah, and the female cop says to him, okay, say the alphabet backwards from Z to A, and then she has him do these dance steps, and it's just hysterical. You got to Google, on the internet, Google sobriety test.
Well, even a sober person who graduated from public school would have a problem saying the alphabet forwards, let alone backwards. So I don't know.
This is all a joke.
Oh, okay.
It is so funny, though. It's really great, especially the dance steps.
Okay,
so here at Bob and Your Live, we take the principles in the Bible and apply them to the current issues of the day, the culture war, to witnessing, evangelizing people, letting them know that God's standard of righteousness applies today. He put our conscience in us. And when we do wrong, we feel that pang of guilt, and that reminds us there is a God and there's a judgment day coming. And when people violate God's standard of right and wrong, then that should help them realize they need a Savior, Jesus Christ. Our phone number here, if you'd like to give to the telethon, it's 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. We had such a great day yesterday. We're at 27% of our goal in one day.
Wow.
Isn't that astounding?
That's a great start, but we got to keep going.
We don't want to rest now. We've never had a start like that ever. So we raised $6,950 in the first day toward our goal of $25,000. So please, if you could call in with a pledge of any amount, you could come on the air, you could talk to our call screener, 1-800-8-NYART, or that's 303, if you're local, 303-463-7789.
Well, Bob, why don't you let me read a letter from the mailbag. Thank you, Bob Enyart Live, for your stand on Thou Shalt Not Murder, specifically as it relates to judicial decrees and legislative action. I've listened to a lot of Bible teachers, dozens, from, and then he mentions a few, but I've never heard any teaching as articulate and correct. I've since bought the Focus on the Strategy video. Thanks for teaching these biblical principles, Stephen H., Colorado Springs.
Wow, that is encouraging. And that's what we do. We take God's law. The New Testament says that God's law is a tool of evangelism. It leads people to Christ. That's what God's law does. It convicts people of their sin. And also the Ten Commandments, four of the Ten Commandments form a foundation of the criminal justice system.
Mm-hmm.
And people will sometimes say, well, why not all ten? Well, because the government doesn't do anything about envy or lust or covetousness. Not all the Ten Commandments have to do with criminal justice as applicable to a government enforcing the law. But do not murder, do not steal, do not commit adultery, and do not bear false witness, don't commit perjury. Those four are the foundation of a criminal justice system. And so that's what we do here at Bob and Yurt Live.
And Bob, if I could read one more letter from the mailbag. And this letter talks about staying focused on the issue and the principles. And that's one of the reasons why I love the ministry. It's not petty catfighting. It's not an ad hominem attack. It's an assault on principles and why we need to stay focused on the principles. So let me read you this letter. Bob, I finally had a chance to watch the DVD Focus on the Strategy. I was very impressed, not just on the content or the presentation, but with your demeanor. You kept your focus on the issues, not the people, even though you were guiding the people toward a new strategy and pointing out the failure of their current actions. This is a fragile ground, and you did an excellent job. Regarding your presentation, you put in a lot of work with the video and audio clips to validate your point, and they were pertinent. Your presentation flowed well and was very professional. And that's from Tim L. in Kittredge, Colorado.
Wow, that is really, really encouraging, because Focus on the Strategy, that's one of, we have so many resources here to teach people the Bible, how to use the Bible to witness to others, how to raise kids, how to have a great marriage, how a church should function, but then also how we take the gospel message to the culture at large. And Focus on the Strategy is one of those. We probably have about 80 different resources here in our catalog. People could call and ask for the catalog, the Bob and Yurt Live catalog, or go online to our website, kgov.com, click on the store, and they see all these extraordinary resources. And so Focus on the Strategy is one, but it is a powerful one.
Absolutely.
In fact, it was produced by a local firm, Control Burn Media.
Yeah, I love that company.
You heard that company?
Wait a minute. That's my company.
That's your company, Jason Troyer. Produced that, Control Burn Media.
And, you know, I'm so
pleased.
And
what a DVD it is.
Yeah, I'm so pleased to be a part of your ministry. And as you know, and many of the listeners know, I was a college student in Indiana. I had turned my back on God. I started going to public school in the eighth grade. And I was still kind of a conservative Republican, and so I started watching your show, your television show, because you made fun of liberals, and that was all good fun.
Right.
So,
like Hillary today saying about the oil industry profits, she said, I want to take those profits, which was so funny. That sound clip, I bet you it's going to air 100 times. Mm-hmm. I want to take those profits. But anyway, yeah, we make fun of liberals.
So the television show, which I'm thrilled that you guys are now offering the Bob and Yurt Live Classics, because those shows, and of course along with God, saved my life. Because I was just your average drunken idiot college student until I saw those shows.
I can't even think of you like that.
I
never knew you like that.
And I don't want to think of myself like that, but if, you know, if not for the grace of God. So. And my life has completely changed because of your television show, your teaching. And so I moved out to Colorado to be a part of this ministry, to help you out. And I'm so thrilled that I could be a part of this ministry and help with products and help out in the office when I can and so forth. And so there are story after story, because I've worked in this office, I know story after story of people from around the country that have been affected by this ministry. And that's why it's so important that I want to be part of the telethon. I want to be part of your ministry, because this ministry needs to continue. And so if Bob and Yurt Live has affected your life, we need to hear from you now. And so please call 1-800-8-NYURT. And those that have been affected by your life, they know that phone number backwards and forwards. They listen to the show on a daily basis on the radio. They listen to your show on the internet. And they know how different your show is, how it stands out, how it takes a stand for right and wrong that many other shows don't. And this show is worthy of your financial support. And that's why we need to do it in a month with 31 days, not 28 days.
And we do not have a huge audience. I mean, we're reaching people, but we don't have a mega audience. We just don't. And we really need your help. And so you could be the first one. The phone has not rung yet since we started the show. So I'm going to give out that number. It's 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. If you could make a one-time donation toward our telethon goal of $25,000, or if you could make a monthly pledge. People who make a monthly pledge or they subscribe to the BEL Televised Classics, that is exciting. It's the old BEL TV shows brought back via DVD. And then we take those monthly pledges or that subscription amount per month and multiply it by 10 and apply it to the telethon total.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a neat way to help us meet our telethon goal. And then also, if you want to see the old TV shows, you get them in the mail once a month.
And those are timeless. You know, you talk about different people that were in the news in that day, but the principles remain the same. And I think that's great, because if you were just against a certain person because of whatever reason, then the TV shows would be time-stamped and they wouldn't be applicable to today. But when you talk about abortion, when you talk about the procedure, when you talk about liberalism in government, when you talk about everything else, right, those issues are timeless. And so today, if you've never even seen the TV show, which I know some people who haven't seen the TV show, and they said, you know, I heard about Bob Benyart Live later on. I never even saw a TV show. Those people need to get the TV show because it's hilarious.
And you know what? If somebody gives to the telethon, we will send you a month's worth of the TV subscription as a gift for your telethon giving. If somebody gives $50 or more, they could ask for the four shows, the four shows on DVD. If they give $100 or more, they can get eight of the old Bob and Yurt Live TV shows on DVD. And if they give $200 or more, they can get 16 of those shows. And we were on in 80 cities, five nights a week for an hour. We had a lot of fun. People like U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, remember, his sister is a lesbian in Wisconsin, and he tried to get the show off the air. U.S. Representative Pat Schroeder from Denver tried to get the show off the air. And at one point, we did go off the air for a week, because of all the pressure on the broadcaster. And so after a week, he got so overwhelming requests from Christian families to put the show back on. So we, and in fact, the homosexual TV show in Denver called The Lambda Report, you've heard of that? They celebrated the fact that my show was canceled with champagne glasses on the air. They toasted the cancellation of Bob and Yurt Live. That was, we went off the air Monday, Tuesday. They did it that week. The next Monday, a week later, we go back on. The music starts. It's a black screen. And you hear, just when the liberals thought it was safe to turn on the TV, we're back. And here comes Bob and Yurt Live opening music. And we had a lot of fun.
Did they celebrate that because they liked to be tolerant of your views, or because they were celebrating the diversity of voices on the air?
Yes, the beautiful people who believe in free speech, tolerance, and diversity are, for the most part, pretty intolerant of the Christian message that homosexuality is destructive, that abortion is murder, that sex outside of marriage is wrong and harmful.
And we deal with very serious issues on Bob Benyart Live and at Denver Bible Church. I mean, abortion is a life and death issue. Homosexuality is a life and death issue. And so many of these things not only are life and death, but affect your soul for all eternity. And so these are eternal issues that we deal with, but we also try to be funny. In fact, you had another Florida story, I think, about trailer parks or something like
The tornadoes.
The tornadoes, down,
This is sad. The tornadoes in Florida killed at least 19 people so far.
Yeah.
And for years on Bob and Yurt Live, we tell people how to solve problems. And if we want to make tornadoes go away, all we have to do is close down mobile home parks. Because they're magnets for tornadoes. This one article in the Sun Sentinel today, at least 19 killed, over and over, they say, dozens of mobile homes near Lady Lake were destroyed by the storms that hit last night. And then I turn to the rest of the story here. A powerful weather system on Christmas Day last month included at least one tornado that ripped through central Florida, and it walloped four DeLand area mobile home parks, damaging 200 homes. And then listen to this tragedy. A deadly tornado in 1998 cut a furious path across Winter Garden, killing three people in the Hyde Park Mobile Home Park. And then here, this is in the same article. Rescue workers are assisting in the DeLand area at mobile home parks, searching for occupants. So I guess...
I think you're right. If we ban mobile home parks, we will get rid of tornadoes.
See that? No. Well, obviously that wouldn't happen. But if you could afford it for your safety and the sake of your family, it would be good to move into a permanent structure on a foundation with a basement, preferably, depending on what part of the country you're in.
I think there's more evidence that mobile home parks cause tornadoes than there is that humans cause global warming.
Yeah, I'd say so. That's right. Okay, the phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Let's go to the phones in Englewood. Oh, off the air, right? Okay, in Englewood, Colorado, Brett, he's heard about the shows.
Yeah.
$200 for the telethon, and he is thrilled to get the 16 classic Bob and Yurt Live TV shows on DVD.
Yeah, I'm sure he will enjoy that. And, I mean, how can you not support the logic of banning mobile home parks in order to get rid of tornadoes? I mean, that's worthy of your financial support,
yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
That's right. That's right. And so, now, Jason, you remember the TV show. You've got a degree in broadcasting and video production and all. And so I think you know what Nielsen ratings are about.
Sure.
And we got Nielsen ratings when we were on TV where we would literally beat, in cities we're in, we would beat Conan O'Brien in that city or Northern Exposure or when the Olympics are on. Now, we're on late at night at midnight to 1 a.m., but we would draw a larger audience than Pat Robertson on our same station, 700 Club. He was in prime time. We're midnight to 1 a.m. We'd be the largest draw on the network, even though we're on in the middle of the night. And so Bud Paxson, you remember that name?
I do remember the name, yeah.
Billionaire. Mm-hmm. He started Pax TV and the shopping home, in fact, Home Shopping Network. That was his. Hmm. That's where he made all his money. And then he's a Christian. He's a strong Christian. So he sells the shopping network, starts Pax TV for like family-friendly entertainment and all. And there's a Christian, a religious broadcasters convention, and he was the keynote speaker. So I went up to him because when he was buying stations all over the country, he bought a station in Wisconsin that Bob and Yurt Live had been airing on, midnight to one. And so he bought the station, and when they bought each station, they changed all the programming, of course.
They had a formula,
yeah.
And so they thought, this is the formula that we're going to use when we acquire a station.
Of course. So they put their programming on their new station.
Sure.
Well, I called his headquarters. I'm in Denver. He's in Florida at his headquarters. And I called, and I said, hi, this is Bob and Yurt in Denver, TV talk show host. Can I talk to Bud Paxson, please? And they're, oh, hold on a minute. And I go through like three different levels of secretaries and board and operators. And he says, this is Bud Paxson. Who's this? I said, hi, Bud. This is Bob Enyart, talk show host in Denver, Colorado. He said, Mr. Enyart, do you know why you're talking to me right now? And I said, well, I called. I think so. He said, normally people can't get through to me. This is a major corporation, but we bought about 100 TV stations around the country, and we got rid of all the programming on every station and put new programming on. Never, not once, did we get the kind of outcry that we got when we canceled your show at midnight to 1 a.m. He said, I heard you're a Christian talk show host. What in the world are you doing to get that kind of a following? Because they have to find us in Florida to complain. And I told him about the show, and he said, you know, if ever we decide to do a talk show on TV, we'll let you audition. But then a couple years later, he was the keynote speaker at this broadcasting convention in, I think it was in New Orleans. And so I went up to him after his speech. You know, 50 people went up to him. But I got there first, and I said, Mr. Paxson, I'd like to give you my card. I handed him my card. And he was holding it. And I told him, I reminded him that story. Mm-hmm. And he laughed and he said, I remember Bob and Yurt Live. Boy, that is some audience you have, Bob. And so then we talked for a couple minutes. He said, yeah, I'll ask my program director to talk to you. Then he looked at my card, and it wasn't a business card. It was my Visa card. And I had written my phone number on it. And he laughed and he showed it to the group around him. And he said, what's this? This is your credit card. I said, Bud, you're a billionaire. What other way are you going to remember who I am or about my show? So he said, yeah, but You trust me with your credit card? I said, you're a billionaire. You're a Christian. Why can't I trust you? So anyway, he took it. His program director called a couple weeks later, but nothing ever came of it.
But what I love about you is that you think differently. When I'm in the office and you come up with some harebrained scheme to do something,
right.
I always say, Bob, you can't do that.
You can't do
like,
that.
When you're trying to call Bud Paxson and, and I say, Bob, you can't do that. And he's, well, we'll give it a shot. And you get through. So your eternal optimism squashes my,
and we do. We
pessimism.
Focus on the strategy and we go to focus on the family in Colorado Springs, presented to James Dobson's VP of Public Policy, Tom Minery, and his staff, and we show, here is how we are violating God's enduring command, do not murder. This is where we're going wrong. We, Christians, are becoming moral relativists, and we need to recognize it and correct it. And, of course, we did the same down at D. James Kennedy's ministry in Florida with their Reclaiming America executive director, Gary Cass. And elsewhere, by the way, we just got another pledge. So our phone number, 800-8-NYARDS, that's 1-800-836-9278, $50 from Art from Westminster, Colorado. And he will get this gift of four of the classic Bob and Your Live TV shows. Now, here's how that works. If someone would like to subscribe, you could start watching the old show. You know, if you go to the store and you buy Green Acres, the first season. Well, you could do that. In fact, we've done that. We watch them with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. Arnold the pig and all. But they're hysterical, really. But people could laugh just as much, if not more, watching the Bob and Your Live classic TV program. You could subscribe for $25 a month or $24.99. You get four shows every month. They're one-hour shows. For $34.99, you get eight shows a month. For $49.99, you get 16 shows a month. And so you could call up and subscribe to that. Or if you'd like to give to the telethon, then we'll give you as a gift. If you give $50 or more, like Art just did, $50 gift toward the telethon, then you get the four shows if you ask for it, if you'd like. $100 or more, eight shows. $200 or more, 16 shows. And that comes down to $3.13 a show.
And they're great witnessing tools because when I first started watching your show, I wasn't acting like a Christian. I didn't want to hear about Christ. But through the course of watching your show and trying to defeat your logic, I found it impossible. And so that's why my life changed because
kids,
of the television show.
College students.
Yeah. And so I still remember the photograph you showed. I think it was of Notre Dame students.
You are right,
so
Jason.
Explain that.
We were doing a couple shows in a row because I'm going away for the weekend or something. And so a Notre Dame student in the dorm calls in. He's a liberal, you know, pot smoker, whatever, I don't know. So he's going to call in and come on the show. And he's so excited, and we tell him, you're going to be on hold for an hour or two before you get on. No problem, I'll wait. So they want other students to listen to his call. So they connect two phones together so they have a second receiver somebody can listen to, but they don't want that person to be able to talk and ruin the call, so they take out the speaker phone. They unscrew it.
These are Notre Dame students. These are smart kids.
Notre Dame college students in the dorm. So they end up making a chain of these phones. They get the phones from that floor of the dorm. They chain them, daisy chain them all together, and they took a photograph of all these college students laying on the floor of the dorm in the hallway.
Waiting to be preached to by Bob Enyart.
Right.
These people don't like you. I don't know if they hate you,
no,
but they certainly don't believe what you believe,
no.
And they're calling to argue with you.
Right.
But
and they're
they will
all
wait
lined
on
up,
hold.
And they were on hold. They were waiting for a couple hours.
And that's
for the one guy to get onto the show.
Yeah, and that's part of the power of the Bob Enyart Live television show. Mm. When you're channel surfing around and a homosexual stops on your show because you say something inflammatory.
Right.
And he stays, not for one show, not for 1 week, but until he's saved.
And then people tell us years later, Bob, your program, it inoculated my children against homosexuality. My children grew up knowing how wrong and how vile and destructive that lifestyle is. We just got a subscription, a 16-show subscription from Robin in Denver. Is that a guy or a gal, Robin? It's a guy, Robin from Denver, Colorado, $49.99 a month. and he will get 16 of the classic televised Bob and Your Live TV shows every month in the mail about the middle of the month on DVD. And this is how we apply that to the telethon. If somebody subscribes or they say, I want to pledge $30 a month or $100 a month, we multiply that by 10.
Mm-hmm.
So this is basically $50 a month. This will apply to the telethon as though it were $500.
That's great.
That is really exciting. So, Robin, thank you so very much. That's $500 toward the telethon. There's still time. And if you don't call in during the show, you could still call in later in the day. Later in the day, up till midnight, in fact, it will be counted for the second day of the telethon. But the phone number, 800-836-9278, 836-9278. So yesterday, if you remember, we started off Joe, Joseph in Denver, $1,000. Then Art Graves from Morrison called in. He said he'd match anything that came in the rest of the day. You know how much came in? $2,975. So Art, he really had to dig deep there. Art, thank you very much for that. And then Mark and Donna from Westminster, $200. Dr. Ed and his wife Carla from Lakewood, $1,000. He was on his way into surgery.
Yeah, I heard that.
He
heard
stopped
yesterday's show.
To call into the show, and he's a creationist. He started a creation ministry years ago that has branched off into another creation ministry. Big fan of Dr. Walt Brown's. $200 anonymous from Thornton. And it goes on and on and on. $500 from Byron from Parker, Colorado. $25 Curtis and Danielle. $500 from, you heard, John and Leslie Hanks.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know Leslie.
Sure.
VP, Colorado Right to Life. $200 from David from Denver. And $200 from Rick and Shirley from Denver.
And listening to those names, one of the things I love about your ministry is that you not only inspire just the general public, but you inspire leaders. And people who aren't even leaders yet, they hear this truth, and they know it's truth, and it just rings true to them, and they become leaders. When they share this when they share this information, people said, I never heard that before, and the principles are what propels them to say, I know the truth now, and I have to share this with people. I have to be a leader. I have to be a part of this group, or I have to start a creation ministry.
Right.
I have to do this because this knowledge I have that I didn't have before is so inspiring, I can't keep it to myself.
And then we got our first pledge from outside of Colorado last night, $150 from St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Great.
We're thrilled about that.
That's all right. Another leader.
Well, this is exciting. So we're out of time. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a wonderful school. And please help our telethon and check out our website at kgov.com.